Welcome to Vision Chat, a podcast about spiritual topics with your hosts, Virginia and Stina. Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Nineveh Canavino, the SoCal wine country medium. She's in California's Temecula Valley in Southern California's wine country. Nineveh has trained under mediums Michael Mayo and Eileen Davies, and certified medium shaman Constanza Morningstar. She is also a certified Reiki healer and currently teaches mediumship skills at Oak Ridge Institute. Nineveh was born a medium and credits her spirit team above all else for her gifts and talents. Welcome, Nineveh. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here, Virginia and Stina. I very much appreciate it.
Well, I know I left a lot out in your intro. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I can start like at the beginning, like how does one really know their medium, right? Or how do they know? I can't speak for like other people's, what they do is they get awakenings or that they have sensitivities as children, right? For me, it was honestly like full blown out dialogue and conversations with those around me in spirit who were always around me, who were always talking to me and actually in some form teaching me to work what I discuss a lot in my videos online, right, in my social media, telepathy. And so in some respect, they were there, and to me, it was a normal thing, all right? However, as I grew, right, my parents, being Mediterranean and Middle Eastern, coming from an Islamic country, they were Christians and very much into their religion because this kind of identified their social structure. For them, when they saw me communicating, and I was verbally responding rather than in the mind. So one of the things that people don't know is that you can think a thought in your mind and that dialogue is still happening with those that are beyond the veil or that those are in spirit. Okay. They would get alarmed and I would be chastised. I would be yelled at. My parents thought it was something very bad, very evil. And I did not know what to do about it. I also did not understand why they didn't know things the way I did. And so there was this constant clashing with my family. All right. Like I would, example, I'd come home from school. I would be a fifth grader, young, 11-ish. 10. And I would say to my mother, what did you do today? Right. And then she would just say something. And then I would say, but that's not true. You were talking, to my Aunt Doris and you were da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then she would just look at me in absolute shock. And she'd say, how do you know that? And I'd say, everybody knows that. So this is my assumption immediately, that everybody knew what I knew, that everybody had what I had, that everyone was like this. And the truth is, Virginia and Stina, everyone is like this. But somehow, as we grow older, we acclimate to the physical world. And we that kind of goes away like a language, like the language kind of dissipates. Now we're no longer practicing it. Right. And so it just kind of goes. And so it was rough for me growing up, but my those in spirit were constantly around me to the point that some experiences that I have are really outstanding. And I'm in the process of writing a book because I want to discuss them and discuss this kind of everyday thing that really should be facilitated with children. So how did I become a medium? Well, I put it away because I was chastised. I actually said to them, you must stop. You must stop, okay? I can't deal with this. My parents will disown me at some point. And I shut it down. And then it didn't stop them from still trying and trying and communicating. And I could talk about some of those profound experiences that I have made little mini videos on, okay? Until I was, why did I decide to go and just actually do this is when a love of mine had died. And when he died, he came immediately to me and said that I'm not doing what I was born to do, why I came, and that I needed to do it, and that I've lost too much time not doing it, even though they've been around me the whole time sending things. And I'll show you examples. And I said to him, if I do this, my parents will disown me, my family, my siblings, their families. This is, I can't. And this was about 10 years ago. And I said, I understand how important it is. However, I'm scared, not of spirit, but scared of societal norms and people thinking I'm crazy in some respect. But slowly but surely, he came stronger and stronger daily, walking in a bedroom door, walking into the foyer physically, right? And when I saw and witnessed how a medium can heal a client through connecting those individuals, and when I saw the healing come into me from this past loved one, I understood the importance. And then I said, oh, you're right. I should do this. This is life-changing for people. If they can just open the mind a little, right? Heal just a little. See it just a little. It's all they need to then move forward. That's how profound it is. And then I decided to do it in secret for a little while. You know, just, and then it was.
When did you come out of the closet with that?
When I moved from the East Coast, from Washington, D.C., Maryland area, where one of my teachers was, Costanza, to California about 5 years ago, maybe. I had a vision, and I saw a man in my vision. And in this vision, he was best friends with me. And we were in another life, in another place that isn't here. And I can tell you for sure it wasn't. And I knew that we were new to each other for a very long time. That day, I get a call. And the call was from a friend of mine in Maryland, on the East Coast of the USA. I take the call, and she says to me, I have this impulse to introduce you to a friend of mine who I've gone to do this mediumship stuff with. And I had met her in Maryland with Costanza, so we knew each other from this. I said, since you're in California, I think you need to connect to this gentleman. And his name is Michael Mayo. And this is how Mayo steps in. Yes? And I said to her name was Jade. I said, Jade, don't call him. Because she would talk to him a lot there, like every other week. I said, don't call him. I don't know if I want to work with him or train with him in any way. I'm going to book an appointment. I actually put Michael to the test.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah. And I went to see him in person. Yeah. And I had him do a reading for me. And the way his style is, the way he comes and introduces, and I knew that even if he hadn't finished the reading, that I would leave And I would call him and I would privately mentor. Not interested in their circles, not interested in any type of group thing, that I just needed discipline is a good way of saying it. Not I don't have ability or I need to awaken ability, but more so help me discipline it. Help me understand how to keep it consistent, maybe, or how to keep it, how to know I'm really there. Because for me, a lot of the time is like, I'm already there anyway. Like, I already know. Like, I can't watch movies, ladies. I already know, like, what's coming in the next few minutes.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It's true, though. It's true.
For you.
It's true. It is. Unfortunately, I've noticed. And I just don't, you know, I just I'd rather talk to the person next to me, but then they want to watch the movie. So I don't get to do that. But yes. And so for several years, this is how I worked. I worked with him one-to-one. And then he said to me, you have to go to my mentor. You must go to my mentors. You must. And I said, if you say so. And so I continued with him because I wanted to, because he's delightful. If you haven't met him, of course you have. And
we love him. He gave us your name. He's like, you gotta talk to Nineveh. love Michael.
Me too. He's hilarious too. He's very funny in person too. And so I connected immediately with his mentor and then worked for her with her for several years, one-to-one, again, not in groups. And she then came to me and said, there's nothing I can teach you. And I said, but I love you and I want to stay connected to you, you know? And so we are connected offline, if you will. And then she's transitioned into Eileen has, who is an Arthur Finley tutor, right? An SNU certified, right? And she is actually listed as the top trance medium of, you know, Arthur Finley. And I think in the world, some say in the world. So I believe that. You know,
they do say Eileen Davis is one of the
top mediums. Yes. In the world. Yeah. And so I always drop in and I always to some of her things and I always, I still do a transcript with Eileen herself. So with Eileen and a couple of closed knit mediums, and we still meet till this day, but just for trance more so, just to sit in each other's energy. It's very good for us in some respect. I think because the more sensitized as a human you are, as a person you are, right, the more open you are, the more sensitive you are to the environment and to other people who may actually affect you and take you down, believe it or not. And so there is an importance in facilitating this positivity and upward stone. So, but yes, I do attribute my mediumship to my spirit team. As a matter of fact, back a decade ago, right, when I said to them, okay, I'm gonna do this, you know, why don't you teach me? So let's start. So I had another friend, her name was Nikki. And I said, Nikki, my spirit team is going to teach me. Do you want to do it with me? And she said, yes, if you're that active with them, right? And so we agreed. Listen to how this works. We agreed that every like Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., we would get on a phone together, like an audio. And the spirit, my spirit team would educate us. Okay. And she said, how are they going to do that? And I said, let's just ask them to teach us what are the clairs, which you two may be familiar with, right? Those are those six senses that that mediums, quote, use. Technically, I think it's the broad spectrum of telepathy, but it's categorized. One will use the physical body, right? They're going to use touching you, pulling you. What you'll see in platform and some mediums on stage, right? Or in a group. they get pulled to go left, to go right, to go to this person, to go to that, or they're given names and thought, right? And get names and thought. And then you say, oh, I'm with Madeline. I need to go over here. Well, that's actually orchestrated by them, right? So there's that, right? There's the you know, all the clairs, right? The olfactory smelling, the seeing, the image in the mind, the image in the room, overtly in front of you. You know, why don't all mediums get this? Well, fear is your number one. Okay. Once you conquer that, it will happen for you. And so this is what they'll do. They'll go through the clairs, teaching you what you need to know when you need to know it. So they met up, I'll go back, with us at weekly. And we wrote a syllabus. This date, this, this date, this, this date, this. And they delivered. They would come in exactly at the time. And you would feel them come in, as she could feel them come in. And she's not me. And first, they came to me. And I will never forget it. I will never forget it because it was so profound. They started to give me clairsentience. And I had to describe exactly what I was feeling before they released it. So I couldn't get away with saying, oh, I feel sadness. I feel this. I'm sad, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like an emotion, right? They would not let go. I had to describe it exactly. So then I kept describing and describing further until I said, oh, this is more like I feel worthless. I'm having suicidal thoughts. I feel my head pulling to the ground. I feel like I'm sobbing on the floor. I feel like I don't want to live. I'm going to take my life. And then poof, they'd release it from me. And Nikki goes to me, oh no, they're coming to me. I feel them. They went to her and they did it to her. A different emotion this time. And so this is like how profound we're talking about. Do you understand me? Not like a mentor in person who's now trying to help you marry the two. Get past your physical self. Surrender. Surrender. Let go. Yeah. So they did that for a while until I was understanding, remembering better said, remembering what it was from my youth. And then people say, well, this is bad. You know, this is evil or this is this. No, it's not. It's actually engulfed in a type of energetic love. And so there is no fear element. When you begin to see and understand, you are them and they are you. You understand that this is family. This is source. This is who you are. This is your avatar, your vessel, which you'll see a lot of old books on religions talk about. Not just one religion, many religions. This is the vessel. This is the marriage to the vessel. Yeah. So, So you know. So this is how I became a medium. So this is the answer to your question. See how long it was.
It sounds so profound, and I was just wondering if you could have a definition of what a medium is. Do you have like a certain concrete, oh, this is a medium to me?
Well, we are in some respect, you mean like the purpose of a medium? We are the intermediaries. We are really the foot soldiers. We are trying to teach enlightenment to the planet, essentially, by waking people up from what their idea is about who they are, and not to stay in the material world necessarily, to understand. I'll say it a different way. so that maybe that your users or your listeners will understand. So what's your purpose for living? Virginia, Stina, what's your purpose? Why are you here? Why are you here? Right? So all of us, we are here to awaken or to enlighten, to create energy with thought, manipulate energy with thought, create things in the 3D or in our world, in our material world, with thought, shifting it. One, that's number one. Number two, to be happy. We need to be happy. We need to look forward. If we live, we live, we strive to be happy without harming other people, harming other entities or ethereal beings. So even when you don't like somebody, don't harm them in the process. Does that make sense if I say it like that? Like release it and just move from away from it, but do not go back and harm them, okay? They just may be at a different type of awareness or development of their inner spark, different level than you. And this is important to understand. And so mediums are brought in to help other people see what they don't see. You know, in some respect, I don't want to go as far as saying that a lot of the prophets of the world, not just the ones in the books, but a lot of the saints, a lot of the people that have done things that are extraordinary, have this inner knowledge almost coming into the world, into the vessel, already knowing how to manipulate the energy around them, more so than others. Okay, does that make sense? Yes. I think that the whole planet will call them prophets. Some won't even call them that. They'll call them miracles or humanitarians or whatever that is. They all will touch a different side of awakening around the world with different abilities. It's a good way of saying it. So it varies. So a medium's job, if I had to define it, is really to make this connection, be the telephone call, because that's the most prominent thing that they've ever said to me was be the phone. Be the phone. Show the connection. Show the connection. You know, so that people...
Have you heard of people talking about how everyone is psychic and everyone has these abilities? Do you think that everyone has mediumship abilities? What's your opinion about that?
Everyone, literally. But I want to say this, okay? The part of us that, so I don't know what your background understanding is, but everyone has it. So I'll say it like that. But it's also, there's other elements to it. It's not just a catch-all. You know, don't ever say that, because it's not. What I mean by that is we have genetic predispositions, right? We're all genetically a little different, right? We have levels in what is soul development or growth. And so when you're coming into the vessel, they're different. Enlightened beings, they're different. And so there's that, right? And there is other factors, okay, that will make one medium a certain way, a different way, this other person, right? It's no different than if we look at, let's call it prodigies. Let's call them the geniuses. Let's call them the people, you know, like, they use that in the school. They say, well, everyone can learn to play the piano, but not everyone's going to be Beethoven or Mozart. Why? Because some just have that gene or just have that memory, even soul memory, let's call it, from source or from where they came, that has come with them in this and are attuned to it more so than other things. Why? Well, because the soul simply likes it. The higher self loves the music, loves it. And so it comes with them. And this is also true when connecting to those in spirit. So like if a person in life, let's say in life, you, Virginia, let's say you're very visual. Let's say that you can draw very easily, right? You love pictures. Well, when you come through to a medium, guess what you're going to do when you talk to the medium? Picture, 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 picture. Well, what if you're very talkative? What if you're a hairdresser and all you do all day in life and you cut hair, right? And you well, guess what happens when that soul comes in? Are they going to flash pictures? No. They're going to do what they like. They're going to talk to you. There are going to be no pictures. Do you understand me? Right? And if you meet somebody off the street and they talk to you and everything is like drama. Let me tell you about my feelings and what happened to me. Me, emotion. Well, guess what happens when that soul comes in to talk to you for the client? Everything is emotion. And you're like, whoa, you know, can you show me something? Can you talk to me more, you know? But instead you get emotion. So now you're walking through that with a type of cognizance. And you understand that everyone that comes to you is different. They're different. No soul is alike. Soul is alike. So it's a beautiful thing.
It is, and describe it so beautiful as well. I never heard it in this way, and it's like mind-blowing to me.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Do you think also that ancestral stuff can also dim down our gifts or when we come in here?
Say it again. The connection is a little choppy for me. So did you say, what did you say? Do you dim down? What did you say?
When we come in as a human, do you think a lot of ancestral stuff as well that is piling up to see or like either to help us being able to discover our gifts early or if they can diminish the gifts when we're here on Earth?
Ancestral stuff. So are you talking about the physical ancestral stuff or are you talking about what you believe is coming with the soul as it's born? Is that what you're talking about?
It's more
help me understand how you see it, because you know it could be that you're talking about maybe collective memory, maybe, or so I don't know what your understanding is. So my understanding, because I just tell you what I understand from what I've been shown, is that there is a higher you, Stina and Virginia. There is a higher you, its source. And that higher you, right, is spirit. It's spirit, okay? Ethereal being. It's a being. It's a race. It's an entity, right? And it has a life. But it has to grow. And it can grow there to a certain extent. Sometimes it needs to grow by being blinded. Yes. And so what it does is it gives a little like essence of it, not it, whole thing, essence of it into a vessel, droplet, a little sliver. And it can do that at any timeline, at any place that has life, any physical realm. And so it may do that. It may have 5 of them out there, 20, 100, who knows? 1, right? That comes into the vessel. The vessel is blinded now a bit from the whole picture. Because if it isn't, you would already know things. You would know everything, actually. And then this is pointless. What are you going to learn? But when you're blinded, then you're going to go through the experience and you have to make decisions based on what's in front of you in the timeline. So it's actually even more constricted. Because if you could see the timelines, well, again, what's the point, right? Then you go home. Then you go home when you pass. The timeline is short. You go home. And it goes back to this collective you, to this higher self, to you up there with all your comrades, with all your friends, all the soul friends, essentially. Because I have been shown that when mediums do their job, what's coming in is that little sliver, that little teardrop that is coming in, that has shared experiences with the teardrop living on the planet sitting across from you. Not the whole, the little portion. And that's what's communicating. And that's what you're delivering as a medium. So to understand that no one has ever lost, that no one has ever gone. So when they come in to a vessel, do they choose what? I think there's some of that. I think simply it's who they are. That's what's coming. Yeah. Could you expand on that? Can you grow that? Yes, you absolutely can. Absolutely. Yeah. Do I think some people have a little bit more essence? Possibly. Or maybe it's simply by saying they have more wisdom or shouldn't be here and then are here for various reasons to help people. Right? To help people. Are you with me when I say it like that?
What do you think blocks people from being able to access their mediumship? Because the way you explain it, it's like, wow, like, why wouldn't you, you know, be really trying to access this? It sounds like a beautiful gift. Why isn't everybody, you know, running to take classes and trying to figure out their mediumship?
Because I don't know, right? They are surrounded by where they were born into. And so that is your journey, right? Culture, societies, religions. Nowadays, you're born in your religion, aren't you? You're born. No one that says, let me educate you on everything when you're 21, and then you choose what to believe. Nobody does that, right? You're right? Think about it. It's, well, you know, my father was, you know, Eastern Catholic, and my mother was Eastern, and so everything was just done in this kind of way. This is what they believe. This is what we study. Don't study these other things. They're all wrong. We should kill them for it because they're wrong. And they're going to wherever they're going. Bad place, bad place, bad place, like that. You know, I don't think a baby born in some, you know, village in some remote part of the world is doomed, is evil, is lost, and has no real reason to be here. I don't believe that. I think it's a type of racism that's been created. I had this dialogue once with a friend of mine. I said, she was a different religion. And I said, don't you think that the languages of the world, the race, the religions of the world, right, that they are all a type of segregation, a type of, you're like that and I'm like that, so we're different. Or even the countries for that matter. Yes, it's great to have culture. Yes, it's great. And to have cuisines and to have all this kind of history for everything. But it's also differentiating peoples. And it's saying to them, you're not like me. I'm better than you because I'm Russian. Or I'm better than you because I'm Hebrew from Israel. Or I'm better than you because I go to the Vatican and I'm Italian. Right. And you're not like me because you don't believe what I do. This is all a type of way of just keeping people from enlightenment or from connecting and being more loving as a whole or understanding, you know, that we need to kind of grow out of this so that there is harmony. Harmony for us here when we go to school in some respect. Right. But also harmony for the planet. Harmony for these other things that we're causing harm, I mean, hurt and pain for, you see. Did that make sense or did I just complicate it for you?
No, you just described, you know, like a way in which we create more separate, like separatism, like we're all just trying, like, so separate.
Yeah, let's just envision for a minute, Stina and Virginia. What if all of us could talk telepathically to one another? We could feel each other's emotions and see the experience that we each all had in the last 20 minutes when we meet. and understand true intentions of everyone, what would happen? Tell me, if that was possible globally, what would happen if we could all speak the same language in the mind, which we do? But even if we use language orally, we do it for colorfulness and having dialogue. Right? It's like when you leave a room and you say, ciao, bella, and you're not Italian, but you say it. Well, what are you doing? You're playing with the word. Yeah. But that makes it fun and colorful. It makes it like a game. Do you understand what I mean by that? Right? One of the things that Spirit has also shown me, which is very important, and it is in my book, and I want to talk to you two about it for a moment, because you're both in this field of helping people, right? You've all understood that this is important. There is something that humans have that doesn't exist outside of our timeline or outside of our bodies, okay? And it's a type of duality. So, like, for example, what you think you should pass through and say. What you think, say it. But when we're in bodies, when souls are in bodies, they can actually think one thing and say another. Oh, it's so good to see you, but be thinking, oh my God, how do I get out of this? You understand that, right? Those in spirit, those that are above us, those that are like around us, kind of watching, right? You know what they hear? Do you know what they hear? Not what you said orally, what you were thinking, the true intent. The true thought. That's how you felt. That's the higher you. And that's what's kind of seen as, you know, noted as, that they do this. Because when you're in spirit, when you're this energy, it's like transparent. So what you want to do, what you're thinking, what you whatever, it's like this. It's like right out everybody else. And then when you're communicating with others in spirit, and you're in spirit, you're blending and you're whole with them, and you can see and feel their emotions as if they were your emotions, and you can feel and see their memories as if it was your memories. And there is this kind of peace with it, and fun and light and fun, like just kind of, ha, 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 you went through that. But there's also the understanding that if you look at a memory of when you were on a planet or were here living, that you caused harm on somebody else. What they were feeling with your words is felt by you or known by you. And then you're like, oh, I didn't understand that that's how it made you feel. Like when you get in an argument with somebody. What's their real feeling from it? Well, you don't know right now, right? You're like having the argument. You want to be right, damn it. But how did you know that you made them maybe feel insecure or not loved or scared or felt like they had wronged you, right? You don't know that. You walk away not understanding that. You see? So, a lot of the best mediums here on the planet are media, are people, I'll say it like this, anybody can do this, right? But they are the people that have that true intent, the pass through, not the people that do the duality. Because you're not being true to yourself. You're not being the real you. You're hiding. You understand? And so most spirit folks will try to help enlighten or speed up people that are honest or people that are what they think they say. And if they're thinking something harmful, like, I don't like you, right? Because of the way you are or for whatever it is, and they just don't say anything. So it's not that we don't have bad thoughts or that we don't, you know, it's more like we just don't say it to harm another person, basically. You don't call someone stupid or mean or whatever that is. Selfish. You're right. You just say nothing. Anyway, though. I can talk, as you have noticed.
I was wondering if you said you had a book. Do you want to tell us about your book?
I'm writing it. So my book talks about almost not how to be a medium. I think that Michael Mayo does that very well. I think also a lot of other mediums do that very well, or how they became a medium, right? There are a lot of how-tos. My book is more like understanding in everyday life when you go through something and these things come to you in thought or things happen around you, how it works, why it works a certain way, and why you shouldn't turn away from it, because this is what it is. Do you understand me? It's like almost like it's a little bit of a love story, and it's a little bit of daily understanding of like spirit and us here. And it tells a whole story in the background. So it's not done, but when it is, I'm understanding that it'll get published and yeah.
Well, but we can't wait for it to come out.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Let us know when it comes out.
I can't wait either. I just have to sit my butt down and write.
What advice would you give someone that maybe, you know, is kind of struggling with fully embracing their skills? I mean, you've been through your own trials and tribulations and have come through it beautifully. Any advice for anyone going through something similar?
It's hard. And everyone understands that you will practice or train with or read the knowledge from, you will see that it's hard. Always be true to yourself, and you must throw your fear or anxiety to the side. And if you don't want to talk about it to other individuals, or you don't read about it, start to read material, any material really, that gives you another perspective, because perspective is important. And sometimes that comes through knowledge, you know. Read about it from all these other people that have had experiences, you know. It's so important to almost put aside the thought of evil or bad or fear. Because spirit is not in the game of connecting to you if you're scared. They just don't want to harm you anymore. They're not going to come in to scare you, right? And so you have to put that to the side. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of our outlets, a lot of our historical documents cloak it and make it sound like a bad thing. Now, what I would say is, you know, is there bad in the world? You know, yes. Is there bad in ethereal beings? I think that there is some things that are not so positive, okay? But it's, you know, it's not going to be around you. It's not going to harm you. And the more, it's a good way of saying this, the more enlightened you are, the more that you have almost strength, inner strength, the less likely any kind of negative energy will impact you. The less likely, because it can't take you down, because you've come up through what is that almost energetic membrane between our world and theirs. So people are like, well, where's heaven? Well, heaven is a term coming out of scriptures, or coming out of, you know, a lot of these ancient religions, right? It's actually like an energetic membrane around you, around with the aura like this, right? And the difference is, when we teach mediumship, you will know this, Virginia. I don't know, Stina, if you had taken any classes, but what you're teaching is to expand the real you beyond the physical boundary, beyond the physical molecule, in a sense. Okay. A good way of showing this, or in physics today, okay, this is a fact. This is not me just speaking, they know that there are 11 densities or dimensions of energy. Okay. In each one, there is something there. Okay. They know that, for example, we have molecules, cells, right? And they vibrate. Everything vibrates. Everything is energy and it all vibrates at different frequencies. This is a fact. This is not me making it up. Look it up in physics, absolute physics. Okay. The wall is vibrating. It's got molecules. It's moving at a different than you are. You can't pass through your hand. Your hand won't pass through it. Why? Why? Because the body's physical, right? Won't allow it. But the minute the body's physical moves faster than the wall, what's going to happen? You're going to go through it, right? The way the Bluetooth goes through the car or your phone or the microwave is working. Why don't you see that stuff? Well, it's moving faster than your physical self. And so what we're doing here is we're training you to remember who you are, to know that you have no boundary there, to get you to make these connections easily because it's who you are. This is just you and the body, right? People associate that when the soul leaves the body's dead. And that's not true. Not true at all. That's why the soul can leave and come back. Yeah. That's why in coma states, the soul can leave and come back. So my advice is to just throw your fear away. And that's very difficult for people. Very. Also, everybody wants to be loved. They all want to be accepted. You want to be accepted with your partner. You want to be accepted with your children. You want to be accepted with your parents. You want to be accepted with your friends, right? You want to fit into the society, right? If they were going to throw eggs and rocks at your window because of your belief system, right? There's a fear there, it's not easy, not for anyone. And the fear is different for everyone, really.
Do you have any book recommendation or podcast or YouTube channel you want beginners to get?
Yes. So when I was being told I needed to do mediumship, in thought, they immediately took me to a book. I have it right here among all my books in my studio. And it's this book, Journey of Souls by Dr. Michael Newton. There is a truth here in this book. And so I would recommend that people start there because that book is written very simply in a way to make people understand certain things. And then if you can get past this book and understand it, then go to the sequel of it. And this one is a difficult read. It's more complicated, but there is some truth in it, and more than a lot of other things. But there is a lot of other things that I could recommend. Obviously, if you want to learn mediumship, I would tell you to read Michael Mayo's book, Spirit Speaks. His method of teaching, I think, does resonate with some people, a lot of people, actually, and which is one of the reasons I would recommend him and his school, Oak Ridge. But people should always go to who it is that they feel the connection to or comfortable with, really. And that have it, you know?
That second book you were talking about for people just listening and not watching is Destiny of Souls?
Yes, Destiny of Souls, again, by Dr. Michael Newton.
Thank you.
He has passed now, yeah. But there are others. If you have a very logical mind, if everything to you is science-based, all right, then go to this book, Dr. Julie Bichel. It's called Investigating Mediums. Okay. She did a lot of research on mediums, scientific ones. She did triple blind studies. She interviewed thousands and thousands And they narrowed it down and tested them. They tested like 100 of them, and then went down and selected 25 mediums. And then in this book, the whole process of it and what was learned, and also then asked those mediums a series of questions. And all of their questions, each medium's response is in there for the same question. And so there is a kind of, and they were not together when they were answering the questions. So it's enlightening. It's an enlightening scientific read. It's a lot of explanation of test and, hypothesis and like things like that in there. So.
Thank you for those. Nineveh, do you want to tell us how people can find you, what you offer, all your info?
You can find me on TikTok. I'm on social media. I have a very large following, but not super large. There are some people that are even, we're like, I call them up and I laugh with them. I'm like, I'm gonna catch up. Wait. Anyway, you can go to my website, SoCal, SoCal Wine, SoCal Wine Country Medium, and just spell it out. And I'm there. And you can also just search my first name, but it's difficult to spell, obviously, Nineveh. And you just put Nineveh Medium, and I'll come up still anywhere. So that's it.
And
That's
Nineveh.
find me. Yeah.
Nineveh spelled Nineveh.
Right. Or if you're listening to this podcast, you can call me. And that number is 888. It's a toll-free number, 888-450-7644. And that will get you to me as well. So, or
Beautiful.
at Oak Ridge, you could send me a message at Oak Ridge Institute. I'm one of their teachers. So hopefully we grow and we enlighten people that way.
I think you will. I think you're already reaching a ton of people. And hopefully, like you said, you will continue to grow. Thank you so much for your
Welcome.
time and your beautiful energy. And we enjoyed talking to you today. I feel like I took a class. I think I should send you some money and pay you because I
No,
learned a lot.
no. Well, yeah, but this is like what I understand, right? And obviously, every medium has their own idea of what it is. So thank you for having me. I'm honored again.
Thanks,
Peace
Nineveh.
be with you.
Thank you for listening to Vision Chat. You can find more about us at visionofprofoundhealing.com, where we offer readings, courses, and classes.